You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are live here from Berea, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura. We are joined by staff writer.
Who's Matt Wilhelm?
Matt, the man who's eating Mitchell's ice cream. Thank you, WEWS Channel 5, for the ice cream today. We are enjoying it thoroughly. We are joined by staff writer Kevin Jones today to discuss
Hump Day with KJ.
Hump Day with KJ.
I'm so happy to be back. Do I need to wear a visitor's badge in here?
Did you wear a tie today just to be on the show?
I wanted to impress you guys. I brought you guys hand-delivered ice cream in here. It's been so long since I've been on the show. I just want to get the reps back. I want to show, look, I got promise. I'm Justin Gilbert. Get me back.
What's the Twitter handle? So where can they follow you at?
Mr. _ Kevin Jones. Speaking of Twitter, Matt, why don't you tweet anymore at all?
I've taken a hiatus.
We need you back on Twitter.
I know. I'm great on.
What's the story with your new Twitter picture?
My Twitter picture?
No.
It's kind of like a cartoon kind of thing, going for a new look. Kind of accentuates my facial hair. Got some compliments on Snapchat for it, so.
Is it helping your dating?
You know, I have a rotation right now, Gibbs. It's going pretty well.
Wow, confidence.
Shout out to those of a few girls. You know who you are.
Shout out to the members of your rotation.
Yeah.
Are they okay with being in a rotation?
They know. They know that I don't want a girlfriend right now. I want to juggle things. I'm looking for an all-star. If you're not an all-star, then you can't date me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Confidence. Women like confidence,
I guess.
I want to see the rotation.
We'll post it online in an article. We'll do a photo gallery.
It's at the end of his right arm and the end of his left arm.
Oh, my.
All right. KJ, it is Hump Day with KJ. So before we get into the offensive coordinators, what do you want? What do you want to talk about? Hump Day with KJ. You're open forum for you.
I just want more reps on this show. I'm trying to add life and energy right now. I'm showing that Cleveland Browns Daily can be so accentuated and be a big-time show with me here in the studio being a little bit of a backup quarterback, a little change of pace. It's like a Johnny package. It's a Kevin package coming in here, adding energy. I want to talk about the cafeteria food a little bit. The players aren't here, so
they don't care about your body.
Yeah,
KJ.
Not at all. The meal choices have gone down. What have you guys thought of it?
Nathan and I concur. You know, we're in survival mode in some cases when it comes to the cafeteria food.
I've been doing a lot of heating up the chicken breast.
But no, listen, free
at the
lunch,
end of the day,
man.
It's a free lunch.
No free lunch. Exactly.
No
free
dinner lunch. Anymore. See, I was a dinner guy because I would stay late. I was our only writer for most of the season. I would be here till 7, 8 o'clock at night writing away, and they would provide dinner. But now
I heard Gribble gets dinner.
Yeah, I heard he got an iPhone 6. I heard he got something from Liberty Ford. He's getting all the
perks. They deliver Blue Point to
him
in evenings.
He gets to break down every position while I'm writing about astronomy and Spencer Lanning. So,
but astronomy's great. I took astronomy in college.
You know,
I enjoy it.
I give.
What's your favorite constellation?
Great place to hook up with girls. Astronomy
Orion.
Class.
Mine too. Orion the Hunter. Nice.
Yeah. I tend to not look up at night, so I don't care anything about astronomy.
You know, Cleveland, it's a little cloudy here.
It has been a little cloudy. It has been a little bit gray. All right, before we get into these offensive coordinator candidates, Mike Silver on the NFL Network just now said that Browns owner Jimmy Haslam was convinced last offseason Adam Gase was the man for the head coaching job.
Wow.
I don't know much about Gase, but if you're an offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning, how much work are you actually doing? Because Peyton is calling all the plays out in the field. So I'm skeptical of these coaches that have worked closely with Peyton Manning because I think their role kind of deviates from a normal offensive coordinator.
I think that they create the concepts, you know, and I think I believe also too, their job is discounted to a certain extent because I'm sure Peyton has a huge hand in preparation for each game based on what he sees. And I'm sure Peyton Manning, a lot like Tom Brady, a lot like Aaron Rodgers, probably do as much film watching of their next opponent and brings in his ideas and, you know, on a Monday evening or Tuesday afternoon, and they meet with Gase and they formulate the plan that is actually, you know, rolled out on Wednesday morning to the team.
What we've seen from successful head coaches, look at Pete Carroll, look at a lot of these guys left. You hire personalities before you hire an X's and O's guy. So I don't know Adam Gase personally, but if he has that personality, that trait where you see leadership, you see players and coaches drawn to him, then yeah, I see maybe he's going to be the guy somewhere. Mike Silver is actually my boy, so I'll text him after this and see what he knows.
All right, text him up, find out what he knows. But, I mean, listen, Mike Pettine is the head coach. There's no question about that. Gase right now linked to both San Francisco and Denver as a head coach. Want to talk about these offensive coordinator candidates. Seems like Chan Gailey, who was on the list, now is going to go to the Jets to be the offensive coordinator for Todd Bowles. At least that's the reports there. Who are some of these other guys that Browns fans need to be familiar with that could be the guys coming through here with the potential to be the new offensive coordinator?
You know, it starts maybe with Mark Trestman here. He was an offensive coordinator in 1988-89 with Bernie Kosar, led this team to the playoffs. We know what happened in Chicago last year. I think that was more, like I just said, about his personality and losing the team as opposed to the X's and O's, which I think he would be a strong candidate here in Cleveland for. John DeFilippo is a name not many people know. Quarterbacks coach, did wonders with Derek Carr this year in Oakland. The guy on the list that I really like and I think would do the best job is Scott Linehan. He called plays this year for the Dallas Cowboys. Look at DeMarco Murray. Look at Tony Romo. He was able to kind of simmer down that playbook and really focus on accentuating his players and making them really stand out. So we don't know what that situation is in Dallas. Their contracts are up there. Bill Callahan has been linked to Mike Pettine before. They've coached together in New York. He's an offensive line guru. There's a lot of names. But again, I go back to saying, who fits in with the Browns? I've been hanging out a lot with some of the defensive coaches on that side of the building. Jim O'Neill, Jeff Hafley, Aaron Glenn. These coaches finish each other's sentences. The bond that they have is part of the reason why the Browns defense is leaps and bounds ahead of the offense. Obviously, the personnel on that side is better, but coaching really is about personality. They need to get the right fit in terms of a person.
And I think also, too,
I think Linehan's going to stay in Dallas. I don't see any way that they're going to get out of here. Yes. Yes, lots of talking is going on in here. As the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
He gave us the chatter sign with his hand.
Talky, talky. That's what we do, unfortunately. I'd be more than happy to have him come in.
Yeah, tell
here
him to come
talk.
In. Is he getting coffee right now? What is he doing over there?
It looks like he is getting.
But you know what? The one thing, as you said, is the defensive staff being ahead of the curve. Of course, it's easier for the defense to adapt to a new system. Not only did we get a new system, but there were questions that surrounded the quarterback, and that's something that still looms. So not only do we not decisively have a quarterback that will start this football season or be the quarterback in the future, but we don't have an offensive coordinator, and those two things have to be married together to reach a successful level.
What do you think the most important question Mike Pettine asked these offensive coordinator candidates? What is the one question?
Can you score points in the red zone?
Nathan?
I think he's saying, what can you do with our quarterback situation?
Yeah.
And who do you like out there? What do you think of Johnny? What was your evaluation of Johnny coming out? Do you think he can play? Do you think you can build an offense that can allow him to be successful? If not, what veterans do you see that you could bring in that you're familiar with or that you are excited about working with? I think, to me, it's about the quarterback position. And also, does your overall philosophy tie into our philosophy? So I think that's where a guy like Bill Callahan gets an advantage, because his philosophy is going to be to run the football. He's an offensive line guy by trade. So he's going to have an opportunity to come in and help in that regard.
But what if someone comes in and says, you know what, Johnny can be very successful in a spread offense with four wide receivers. That's the best way to get this guy to score points in the red zone to win football games. Should the Browns deviate from this running the football philosophy?
I don't personally think so. And a lot of the reason why is, look at the teams in our division. All of them run the football. Justin Forsett just got a net, you know, was replacing Arian Foster in the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell, second leading rusher in the National Football League. You know, look what Jeremy Hill did as a rookie. You know, it just shows that what the running back behind a good offensive line with a quarterback that has a deep threat in A.J. Green can do in the right offense.
Don't you want to maximize Johnny's skill set?
Johnny to me is obsolete right now, because you need to be able to pocket pass in the NFL, which Nathan has proved all throughout this playoffs since the season has come to a close, that the pocket passers and those that deliver the football from the pocket are the most efficient and the ones that lead teams to a Super Bowl and into the playoffs year in, year out.
See, I disagree here, because I think the Browns got caught up too much in their philosophy last year and started running the football too much and got a little stubborn and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And teams were like, okay, you're not fooling us at all. I really think the Browns need a little shift in philosophy and be able to be like a chameleon. We can run the ball. We can spread you out. I want an offensive coordinator to come in here with a much broader philosophy than just running the football, because I disagree with that.
I think it's a matter of, can you put points on the board?
Yeah.
And if you truly are in a situation where your head coach is okay, like, listen, Bill Belichick is a defensive coach, but he very much runs a spread offense in New England. Now, there are times when he got comfortable running the ball. Antoine Smith, when he was there with their first Super Bowl, they ran with Corey Dillon for a while. If they do, they're not afraid to run the football. But again, when you want to go and say, I want to run this wide open offense, you can't do it without the quarterback.
I think
right now what I think is a little bit dangerous, and it's kind of a little chicken and egg. Do you say, I want somebody who's going to come in and run an offense for Johnny? Or do you need to have the quarterback in place and say, okay, that I know he can run that offense? Because if you come in and run a very quarterback-dependent offense for Johnny and Johnny doesn't muster up, you're in big trouble.
I think one of these coordinators who doesn't have a job, not Linehan or some of these guys who might remain in Dallas, but I don't know, someone like Trestman might have to roll the dice and come in here with a scheme and say, Johnny's my guy. I'll take full responsibility. I'm married to Johnny. Let's throw the football and let's win games that way.
I do want it to be somebody who comes in and is going to get into Johnny Manziel and get the most out of him. I think that
no, of course.
You can't treat him with kid gloves anymore. You got to get into him. You got
to. He has an addictive personality. He's addicted to being a superstar now. Let's get him addicted to playing football because he has
well,
that trait.
He's not a superstar unless he plays football effectively. Now, we do have a tweet for you, KJ. His hump day with KJ is beginning to take off. Paul Myers says, my question is, did Danzy's push-up regimen work on Kevin?
I only lasted a week. I'm not going
to lie. Negatory!
No.
I'm more of a, let's go play basketball. Let's go play tennis. Let's go do an activity. The push-ups, man, I that's just not how I was raised, man. I'm a city guy.
Tennis?
You don't like to get in the gym and clang and bang and clang
I have natural man strength. I may not look strong, but you put me one-on-one in a fight. I mean, not against Wilhelm, a former linebacker, but an average sales guy and me in a boxing ring, I would take them down.
Sales guy?
Just one of these average guys. I could take them down.
No, I think Brett Celek would whoop you. I think Alex Shiner would whoop you. I think Coach Pettine would whoop you.
You want to comment on that? I don't think you do.
I said sales guys. I didn't say vice president.
Kevin Griffin would whoop you.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You got to pick on the little guy?
I think Mike Judge would whoop you.
The judge.
The judge. That would be a good matchup.
The judge and KJ would be a good. That'd be a good fantasy. That would be a good fantasy matchup. The judge, the number one seller.
I think Andrew Gribble would whoop you.
No.
I don't think so.
Not calling him soft, but come on now.
Come on. Maybe we'll have to have that. It'll be a one day. We'll have a
battle. Get to Gribble at 2 o'clock.
We'll get to Gribble. Yeah, he's coming at 2 o'clock. Gribble's coming in.
Ask him who would win in a fist fight.
KJ or Gribble. All right. You guys can ponder that as well. KJ, hump day with KJ. I think a big success right now of the names that you have heard linked to the Browns. Who is your number one choice for coordinator? Sounds like Mark Trestman.
You know, I'm not sold on anyone yet. I would say him or John DeFilippo just because I see his personality really meshing with the Browns. I see him firing guys up, 35-year-old from Oakland. So Trestman, DeFilippo, and if we have a chance to get Scott Linehan, get this guy in here. Look what he did with the Dallas Cowboys. They went 12-4 this season. They would not have done that without his play calling.
All right. Hump day with KJ. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr_KevinJones. And if you're a lady listener and you desire to join
the
rotation.
We got to get that sponsored.
Spots are open. The KJ rotation. We should get like a tire place, like Mr. Tire to sponsor.
No, he's got
to
get restaurants. So that way they can pay for his meals.
Yeah. I mean, Blue Point Grill, that worked out well when I was a part of the round table.
Yeah.
Awkward moment.
I think he could do it. I think Gibbs, we're going to have some. I think we should have a very – there should be a really nicely produced open for Hump Day with KJ.
If this is going to become a regular thing, yes.
I think Hump Day!
There could be some Hump Day. We could have some girls talking in. I'm in the rotation. Yeah, I'm in the rotation.
We should have a girl that's in the rotation call in. I'll get that to happen.
All right, next Wednesday on Good the next God. Edition of Hump Day with KJ.
I'll deliver.
One of your rotation members will call in.
She's like a Mike Mussina. She's got a knuckle curve. She can switch things up. She's like a three-time All-Star.
Three-time All-Star. So why that's not good enough for you?
No, I need
that's
a,
not good enough
I need
to
a,
be the number one?
I need a Cy
Young. She's not
Young.
A number one starter?
I need a Cy Young perennial every year. Mussina had a couple years there where he was
giving
up homers.
So let me ask you a question. Then. So just to kind of continue with this. So you're saying that you are like steroid Mark McGwire. You're that much of a home run hitter that you need – like you're saying basically you're already an MVP.
I'm
so
the dude, and I'm
going
to throw up
be,
in my mouth thinking about
I need
all this.
To only be like
I'm a five tool guy. I'm Andrew Jones, just diving all over center
you're
field.
You're a five tool guy, all right.
You are a tool.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kevin Jones with us here. You can get his stuff again on Twitter at Mr_KevinJones or at ClevelandBrowns.com. Good stuff, bro. And the tie was nice. Nice touch. I expect you don't have to wear a tie every Wednesday though.
We'll see.
If you want to, you can.
It was good energy with it this week.
It was good energy.
Kind of like it.
Red, white, and blue, USA. All right, we'll be back as well with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. I said-